KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Fun Freaky Friday.
Fun Fabtabulous Friday.
It's been a busy Friday already. Is it not?
Our Fridays are always busy.
Especially today, though. We've been out...
You've already had a full day put in already.
Yeah, we've gone out and already set up over at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show over at the
Home State and Programs. Landscape. Yeah, Home and Landscape Show.
Yeah. But our friend Paul's over there and has got the Arizona Taste of the Good Life booth set up over there. And so everybody head on over there this weekend. It runs today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And got lots of good stuff over there. And you can see Paul, and he's doing a fundraiser for a good cause. And
it's called the Arizona Taste of the Good Life.
Right. And they've got their some olive oil over there for tastings. They've got, what else do they have? They have Bergie's Coffee over there. And they also have stuff from the Groves Bakery. So head on over there, check it out, and enjoy. Lots of good things over there. So,
right, and that's, remember, that's over at the Arizona State Fairgrounds.
Yep. So,
is there a certain exit they should take to get there to make it easier?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought that's what you did.
We went on 19th, and we had to park where the exhibitors were, so in the big stadium.
So, all right.
The big, giant stadium down there, you know, where they have all the demolition derbies and stuff. Anyway, okay, so shall we do some stuff?
All right, let's start with some business. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is...
The trivia today is, true or false, sweet onions were a favorite dessert of ancient Romans? And then, what percentage of Idaho potatoes are shipped fresh? Is it 25%, 41%, 50%, or 60%? And humans are most sensitive to which of the following basic tastes? Is it sweet, salty, bitter, or sour? And in what month of the year do Americans eat? No, we already did that one. I did that one the other day.
Okay.
Do they eat ice cream? It was July, 4th of July.
That's when everybody wants some ice cream.
So true or false? Combing different grape varieties, or combining different grape varieties
combing
is prohibited by Europe. Prohibited in Europe with control laws.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right, what, in the 20th century, what meat remained as a popular food source in the American diet? And an authentic American diner would most likely have which of the following foods? Hamburger, stir fry, haggis, or burrito?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of these crazy trivia questions.
OK. Okay.
Are you done?
I'm done.
All right, let's go to... You're done. That's it. We'll go to the Taste of Music, which is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs or for any special orders, whether it's wedding cakes, baby showers, you name it, we can do it. Special meetings. Give them a call, 480-813-4610.
All right, and the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me that music. I don't know where he comes up with these.
But she's gone now and out with a friend. That's what we know for sure.
All right. Give us the 80s on that one.
80s.
Oh, God, I'm so good.
Whatever. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. That wasn't a hard one to figure out.
All right. And our survey question of the day.
Survey is...
Don't look at me.
You look at me. Let's see if our special guest has a survey question. Right. We could do that. So just want to remind everybody at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, the home show is today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So May, it's not March, is it?
No.
May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And the Arizona Fairgrounds is located at 19th Avenue and McDowell.
All right. Well, we have a special guest here today, and why don't you pull that microphone right over to you and introduce yourself.
I'm Obed de la Cruz. Good morning, everyone.
All right.
Two-finger rule.
Two-finger rule. All right. Here we go. Is that better?
That's perfect. All right.
There you go.
All right. So do that again and tell them where you're from, what you got going.
I'm Obed de la Cruz. I'm in the restaurant business. I have some locations here in the East Valley in Central Phoenix. Been around about 26 years, going on 27, this coming November.
So you're a rookie.
I'm a rookie, man. I'm a rookie. A rookie that still doesn't get paid, huh?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Huh?
All right, so what are the names of your places?
My original store is El Sol Mexican Cafe and Bakery. We're on Arizona Avenue, 760 North Arizona Avenue, just south of Ray. And then we have Mango's Mexican Cafe in downtown Mesa, which is at 44 West Main Street in downtown Mesa, right next door to Milano's Music Store. And we're also in downtown Historic Chandler with the third location, which is El Zocalo Mexican Grill, right in the heart of Chandler downtown.
Right.
And then a couple new locations we just recently opened up is Phoenix Burrito House, which is over on 7th Avenue in Indian School, and also Mexico with a J, M-E-J-I-C-O. And that's over on 24th Street in Osborne.
Oh, so you're spread out all over then.
I'm staying busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just keep you running. But you actually have a you're working on the third generation right now.
Yes, I am.
But your parents actually still work in one of them, don't they?
My dad, you know what, is amazing. 86 years old and just every day going at it. He bakes just like you guys. He runs from store to store and does the kind of the behind the scenes as well, and the little things. And he is he's go go go. He doesn't stop. You know, I told him to go ahead and retire, and he's like, nope, working for me is a hobby. So so yeah, if you go to El Sol, you'll see him back there baking. And I'll tell you what, he won't look his age for being 86. He looks fairly young.
He looks 50, right?
He looks 50, yeah. Going on 60, yeah.
Very nice. And El Sol is located at 760 North Arizona Avenue in Chandler.
In downtown? Yes, okay. In Chandler.
All right.
Fresh homemade tortillas every day. You can pull in. We're open breakfast and lunch 7 to 2, Monday through Saturday, and we make homemade tortillas fresh every single day. So you can get in.
That's the best
way.
Get
some hot tortillas,
oh,
absolutely.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have lots of time to talk about all of your places today.
Nice,
so you
okay.
can go into detail on each one of what's going on and stuff and see what we do here. And right now we're going to start taking some calls. Let's talk to, is it Rachel from
Raquel?
Raquel.
Raquel. First time caller.
From Phoenix. Raquel, how you doing? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You're a first-time caller, huh?
Yes.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Actually, about 2 weeks, but I love the music you guys play.
Okay, great. All right, so do you know what the music was today?
I don't, because I'm in between working, and I shouldn't say that, but I'm saying it.
I'm on a break right now.
Something like that. But the caller before me, that is so good. That the tortillas, I mean, my mother is so domestic. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool that people are doing that.
Yeah, well, he's actually a guest in the studio with us today.
Oh, wow, how exciting.
Yeah, so he's got five different places. So.
Perfect.
You should go try one of them out. And anyway, you're an automatic winner for being a first-time caller, so we're going to get you a gift certificate for that. But you want to answer some trivia?
Absolutely. Let's go for that.
Okay, which one? Did you hear all of them? Or?
Like I said, I'm in between.
Okay. All right, so let's do we'll give you an easy one, a true or false.
Perfect.
Sweet onions were a favorite dessert of ancient Romans.
Yeah, sweet onions are sweet onions. I'm going to say true.
That is very true. All right. So you are a double winner.
How exciting.
All right. So we're going to get you a couple of gift certificates out today and get them sent off to you, okay?
Thank you so much, people. Thank you. Have
all
a
right.
good day.
Thank you for calling in and listening. Have
bye.
A great day.
Bye-bye.
Too, bye.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Tina from Hesperia, California. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy Friday, hi. Tina.
You too. Hi, Diana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I know the taste of music for once.
For once, you know it. All right.
Without Nancy's help.
All right. Well, you tell me, and you get a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery.
It's Black Coffee in Bed by Squeeze.
You got it.
Very good.
Woohoo! I finally knew it all on my own.
All right, Tina. That's because you've hung out with Nancy for so long. The music just rubs off on you, doesn't it?
She
knows
all
of them.
I forget things like so fast. I like have no memory at all. I forget things really quick. But for some reason, that stuck in my head, and I was thinking, who would drink black coffee? Because I'm sort of still half asleep. I get up much later than her. And I'm sort of still half asleep, and I'm like, oh, black coffee sounds good right now.
Black coffee, that's the name. That's it. All right.
Where is that? I need some. Well, wait, I'll just eat an apple. Yeah.
There you go. An apple will get you started better.
An apple will wake you up more than a cup of coffee.
That's right. We went over that a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
We did, yes. It does. It's true. It works.
All right.
But I enjoy my cup of coffee.
So you eat the apple and then have your coffee?
No, or both. It gives you a double jolt. You can do both. Just not at the same time because it tastes a little funky.
Yeah. Apple-flavored coffee. I'm not so sure that
apple-flavored
would be so good.
No.
They'll come up with something.
All right.
They might. So, be careful, you know. Somebody like Starbucks might hear you and go, ooh, what a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's come up with something apple-y.
Yeah, then we'll have to have a talk.
Oh, apple cinnamon coffee might be good if you do it the right way.
Hey, you just go get an apple empanada over at El Sol Bakery. There you go.
With your black
coffee.
There you go.
How's that?
Apple empanadas are amazing. I can't have sugar.
Uh-huh.
I want sugar. I want sugar.
All right, you want to try some trivia?
Sure, throw something at me.
All right, what percentage of Idaho potatoes are shipped fresh? Is it 25%, 41%, 50%, or 60%?
I'm going to say 41%.
No, that's not it.
Wow, I thought that would be close.
No, well, it's close. It's just not right.
Well, that's bad. Sorry, right. Nancy. Your sister lives in Idaho. Let her answer the question.
All right. So we'll get those. You want those to go to Nancy again? Or?
They're going to have to go to her.
There you go. Right.
And, you know, one of these days, somehow I'm going to have to get out there because then I can actually go with her to do something.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Say, Nancy, I want to come out. Yeah.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, you guys. You have a great Friday. And enjoy your weekend.
You too, Tina.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's talk to Virginia. Virginia from Mesa. How are you today, dear?
I'm fine. How are you and Diana?
We're
just
doing
wonderful.
Well.
And your guest.
Our guest, Obed. He is
well,
here.
Thank you.
He's got lots of places. In fact, he's got some places close to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
She's in Mesa.
Oh, you're in Mesa. Yeah, right downtown. Right 44 West Main Street, Mongo's Mexican Cafe.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, right next door to Milano's Music Store.
Uh-huh.
So come and check us out.
Well, I might do that.
Try our grilled chicken burrito, pollo asado, delicious.
Sounds good.
So how's Virginia today? You doing good?
I'm doing good today. It's beautiful out. It's wonderful.
It is. You know, it's supposed to be in the hundreds this weekend.
Yeah, I heard that, but I keep pushing it back.
You want to just ignore that you heard it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want it to come this soon.
All right. So you want to try some trivia today?
I think maybe the one I knew was taken, but I'm not sure. It was about the onion.
Yep, that one was taken.
Oh, that was a true or false one.
Okay, well, I have another true or false.
What do you do? What is it?
Okay, true or false, combining different grape varieties is prohibited by European control laws. Is that true or false?
I think that's true.
No, it's actually false.
That's
well, all right.
Good.
You know what? We're going to stick you into the drawings anyway, okay?
Okay. I want to ask a question on that drawing for the place over there where, what's her name, that comes and she's
for
getting
Brittany.
Married.
Yeah, for the Scottsdale Resort?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that only for 1 week, or can you go at different times?
It's only for Sundays.
It's only for Sunday.
Yep, that's the only time it's good for is Sunday afternoon for their brunch, and I think it's from 11 to 2.
11 to 2? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just that day then, or is it on other Sundays?
It's every Sunday.
It's every Sunday.
You can hold it then for another Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's a whole year. You've got a year to use it.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go for it.
Okay. We'll put you in there.
Okay.
All right, Virginia. Well, you have a great day, okay?
You too, and thanks for everything.
All right. Thank you, hon. We'll talk to you soon.
I didn't get my certificate yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll... Garion says he's got it taken care of, so...
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, hon. Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
All right, 480-668-3287. We are back. And right now we're going to talk to Vince, and then we're going to talk a little bit more with our guest about how he his history in the business and stuff. So, Vince, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana.
Hi, and Vince.
If I pronounce your name wrong, I'm sorry. Is it Obed?
Yes, perfect,
okay.
Obed.
All right, thank you. And Dennis, how are you guys doing?
Doing well today.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yeah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo weekend as well.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the least of my... I've had a lot go on in the last couple of weeks, so...
Yeah, you
so
have.
So he just wants to take a break.
And we got more going on this weekend, so it's something going on. You know, family medical issues and stuff, so...
Yeah.
It's nice when you can get a minute to kind of recuperate off of things.
Yep, that is.
So, well, first I want to do a restaurant review since I forgot yesterday.
Okay.
I went to Millie's.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I had a gift certificate, and I got there on the last day. I got there Wednesday. And I got a steak sandwich for my wife, and I got the tri leches.
Trifecta.
The sandwich. Sandwich one, not the dessert.
Right.
And my sandwich was very good. It was delicious. And my wife said her steak sandwich was very good too. She really liked it.
Well, very good.
So, yeah, and you know, like I got the two sandwiches. I think mine was like 7.5, something like that. Hers was like 6.5 or something, and I got a flan for dessert and everything, and you know, with the $10 gift certificate, I only had to put in like $6, you know, so I was like, geez, I should have ordered more.
Yeah,
it's like it's so good and so cheap, you know, so.
A lot of food, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I ate half the sandwich when I first got home, and then I had to go do something and ate the other half a couple hours later, and it was still as delicious as it was the first time around.
Yeah, Millie does some great cooking back there.
Yeah.
Like I keep saying, when the nanas are in the kitchen, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, so it was delicious, so.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I got that out.
Well, yeah, Millie, she does a great job over there, and she got Jacob working there and all the rest of the crew and a bunch of the family over there, so yeah it's right. a great place.
Puerto Rican cuisine at 1616 East Main Street.
Yep, it was very good.
Well, great. All right, and
so I heard that there's the 4 or 5 restaurants that he has. I don't. I'm sure I've never been at any of them.
All right.
Well, now it's time to try them out.
But I will try them out. Not that he said where they are and that. And the one in Mesa is not really that far. And then the one in Chandler, I'm in that area quite a bit, so I'm gonna make sure I stop in there.
Yeah, the two in Chandler aren't very far apart from each other. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, because I wrote them down. So.
Yeah, and the one in Mesa is at 44 West Main.
Yep.
And then you also have one. Aren't you sometimes over on Osborne and, you know, on the west side a little bit?
I'm usually not very often west of Central Ave.
Okay.
West of Central in Phoenix. I'm more, I cover more of the east side, but I do go up into Scottsdale and that. But then I do Chandler, Tempe, Gilbert, Mesa.
Yeah, because this one's on Osborne. And what's the crossroad there?
Yeah, it's 24th Street in Osborne.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 24th Street.
Yeah, so it's close to you if you're up there.
I'm in that area.
Definitely check that out.
So is it by the hospital?
No, it's off of, it's more central. It's like I said, it's pretty much on the corner of 24th Street and Osborne.
Okay, 24th Street, all right.
Yeah. We're right across the street from Binks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice.
I'd be able to find it.
Yeah, and that one's the Mexico spelled with a J.
Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. So. Yeah, so it sounds good.
All right. Well, you want to do it?
Throw a trivia out there.
All right. Let's see. Humans are more sensitive to which of the following basic tastes? Is it sweet, salty, bitter, or sour?
Bitter.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know that from personal experience?
Yes, yes. Because it seems like if you taste something bitter, you got it's like your tongue goes crazy. But other stuff is like, yeah, okay, it doesn't taste. You know,
yeah.
It's not the but yeah, bitter seems like it's a lot worse off than the other things.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, very good. All right. Well, we're gonna stick you into the drawings, okay, Vince?
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Rose from Ahwatukee. Rose, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Happy Friday and Cinco de Drinko.
Yep, Cinco de Drinko. You're ready for that, aren't you?
I am. A couple more hours, I'll be ready.
All right, well, maybe you can go check out some Obed's places this weekend.
Yeah, I actually did try Mexico.
Oh, did you? Awesome.
I did. It was awesome. I think I had the shrimp stuffed poblano.
Oh, yeah, maybe? The chile relleno.
Oh, yeah. I could have had like three of those, but I settled with one. It was so good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, that's one of our most popular sellers.
Yeah, really good margaritas, too.
Yeah, all skinny margaritas.
Yes.
All skinny, fresh lime juice, no sweet and sour.
All right.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Yeah, it makes for a good margarita, yeah.
Oh, okay.
At Mexico, we do it that way, yes.
Oh, okay. They're all skinnies. Yeah, they're pretty tasty. That's a really nice place. It's got a little bar, and that, I don't think it's had a patio. I don't remember having a patio.
It's going to have a patio. The patio's laid out. I just have not fenced it in yet.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. That's
coming soon,
coming soon, yeah. So there'll be some nice outdoor dining out there, a little entertainment, a little acoustic music, soloists, duos, and whatnot. So it'll be fun.
Excellent. Well, I will try your other restaurants as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, that's great, Rose, that you've gone and checked that out. See? Look at that.
If you want the patio, you can go to Zocalo now. We've got a gorgeous patio in the back out there.
Which one?
El Zocalo. It's in downtown Historic Chandler.
Okay.
28 San Marcos.
Oh, I'll have to, definitely try that one. Are you open on every day, Monday through?
Yes, 7 days a week, yes.
And do you have happy hours?
Happy hours is from 3 to 6.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we do half-price appetizers, $3 Coronas, dollar off the well. Yeah, it's a good happy hour. Definitely check it out. But the patio is beautiful, 3,400 square foot patio. You're enclosed, very private, very secluded. It's a little getaway.
Oh, wow.
Live music on the weekends all the time, not just because Cinco de Mayo weekend, but all the time we have live music on the patio. Dinner from 7 to 10, and then we do, after we close, it kind of turns into a lounge inside. We do live bands, DJ, and good music.
And
good
dancing.
Live music. Yeah, dancing.
Don't forget about the
outside,
dancing.
You know, you can have margaritas outside. Dollar Street Tacos out on the patio.
Wow. Those are really good. Yeah. I've had those.
We do the street tacos up until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. We start about 10:45 after the kitchen closes, better said. And then we start grilling outside Dollar Street Tacos. So come and have some. Have some margaritas, some street tacos. You'll enjoy
the
ambiance. It's beautiful.
Not take a siesta and then go back and
there you go.
Go back for the dancing,
have some more.
Right.
Do you remember when happy hour used to be from like 5 to 6?
Yeah.
And now happy hour's stretched.
Yeah.
Now happy hour's usually about 3 to 4 hours long.
And then a reverse happy hour on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Dennis. I don't remember that far back.
Thanks a lot. All right.
I'm
thanks a lot, Rose.
Very nice, Rose.
You.
I love it.
I'm 52, Rose. Well, I'll be 52 this year.
Well, so am I. I'll be 53 this year.
Okay. See? So the same age.
Perfect.
All right. You want to do some trivia?
Sure. How about true or false or an easy one?
I don't have a true or false one left.
okay. Then anyone, I guess.
I don't think. No,
I'll try it.
I don't. All right. Here. Give me this, and I'm going to tell you somebody already picked 41% already, okay? So what percentage of Idaho potatoes are shipped fresh? Is it 25%, 41%, 50%, or 60%?
I'm going to say probably 60%.
No. That's not it.
Much.
That's too much.
All right.
But you know what? We're going to stick you in the drawings anyway, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right,
thanks, Rose.
You have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys too. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. Now we're going to talk a little bit with Obed about, give us kind of the history of how you got into the business. I know you're second generation. And
yeah, we, my family originated in the restaurant business in Utah, Salt Lake City and Midvale. Excuse me. And I was working in the kitchen at 12 and 13 years old, as long as I can remember. And, you know, it's in our blood.
Yeah.
And my dad had me in the kitchen frying chips, cleaning, washing dishes, you know, doing all that good stuff. And my mom and dad moved out to Arizona in 1987. My mom had really bad arthritis and came out here for the heat, of course, you know,
right,
to help with arthritis and whatnot. And she came out here in 87, and we ended up opening up the original store, El Sol, in 1988. And we've been growing strong since. Got a good clientele here in Chandler. We love Chandler. And we've added, you know, these other restaurants after being in business for a little while. And then they just started popping up one by one. Got my brothers involved, my wife, now my kids. And we just have a passion for the business. I have a passion for the business. I love the restaurant business. It's all I know. It's in my blood, you know.
Yeah.
And we've been very successful down here in Arizona.
And how many brothers do you have?
I have three brothers.
Three brothers. And all three of them are in the business with you?
They're in the business with me, yes.
Nice. And then you say your wife is in the business. Which one is she? Does she work at one of the restaurants?
You know, she mostly manages El Zocalo.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's behind the scenes. You know, we've got great staff and whatnot, so we're really not hands-on anymore. But
you always got to kind of, there's,
yeah,
you gotta
exactly,
kind of be
yeah,
there.
Exactly,
someone's got to be there.
And she does a great staff with our... she does a great job with our staff there in Chandler.
Wonderful. And which one are you mostly at?
I'm I bounce around.
So you're all over checking yeah. them all out, and you do all the shopping for all of them. And,
yeah,
that's you know, all the little things.
You know, people. People tell me I don't do much. You know, but yeah, you know
yeah,
how
we
that
know
goes.
How many hours it takes to shop. Oh so, my yeah. gosh.
Yeah, those are the people that say, "Hey, you want to wear my shoes for a day?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're gonna be thin. So, they're gonna be real thin when you get done with that day, huh? Yeah.
So they're right. I don't do nothing, but I do the little things. How's right. that?
Yeah, yeah. You
know, if I wasn't doing the little things, I could be creating miracles. Yeah.
Yeah, a million little things that add up to making all of the businesses run.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. And you said your dad's over at the bakery.
My dad's at the bakery, and he does the same. You know, he's there. He bakes and. He enjoys working. He's yeah. just nonstop. He's go from the time he gets up.
And so I bet your mom's happy about that.
My mom's very happy. You know what? My mom passed. Actually, she passed 15 years ago, but I'm sure she's very happy.
Yeah, very proud of you.
Yeah.
And, very nice.
Her legacy lives on, you know? That's what started it all, right?
That's
what started it, yeah. She would always have, growing up as a kid, there would always be people in my house having dinner, homemade tortillas, and just a love for her food, and it evolved into this.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, El Sol started out as mainly just a bakery.
Bakery and tortillas. And then we introduced our chile verde, which is a great green chili pork, and just burritos, you know, because we were located across the street from where we're at now in a 900-square-foot little little bakery, so to speak, kitchen and whatnot. And from them trying to... green chili burritos, it just took off. We started adding the green chili, the red chili, the chili, the shredded beef, carne asada, pollo asado.
Very nice.
And then, so our first 5 years in business, we were across the street from where we're at now. And then we moved directly across the street to a bigger location, so it allowed us to expand. And we started getting into, you know, more foods. Chimichangas, tacos, and chimichangas.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Tacos.
I'm hungry.
So yeah.
All right. And El Sol is open from 7 to 2.
7 to 2.
7 days a week?
We only do 6 days a week. We're closed on Sundays.
Closed on Sundays. So, okay. Yeah. And then your second restaurant, which one was that?
That one's Mangos.
Mangos.
We've been, I think we're going on 18 years in downtown Mesa.
Okay. And that's at 44 West Main in Mesa.
Yeah. That's a little hole in the wall. You know, good food, fresh food. Again, homemade tortillas. We produce all the tortillas at El Sol, and then they're distributed to all the locations and
for the
burritos and whatnot. So it's like a good tortilla makes a good burrito, just like bread makes a good sandwich, you know?
That's how it works.
So.
All right. And then number three, which one was number three?
El Zócalo.
Okay.
The big ship.
The big ship. Yeah. That's the all-day event.
That's the all-day, seven days a week event.
And what are your hours there at El Zócalo?
During the week, we're open from 11 to 9. And then Friday and Saturday from 11 till, we serve dinner till 10. Mm-hmm. And then we have the lounge, the dancing and all that till
from
10 to 2, street tacos at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Friday and Saturdays. And then Sundays, we open at 11 and close at 8.
Perfect.
Margaritas all day long.
Nice. Gotta love that. And then number four?
Number four, Phoenix Burrito House.
Okay.
That's up on 7th Avenue Indian School in the Melrose District. Beautiful area. Really nice area. We enjoy being out there. And we opened in December.
Oh, just this last
year?
Yeah,
just this last year. We opened in December, and it's growing quickly, which is nice. You know, we're getting great feedback. A lot of neighborhoodly love, you know, from the neighborhood and whatnot. And it's nice. It's a fun little location.
Very good. Now, that's the address on that one?
Phoenix Burrito House?
Yes.
Okay. That's at the 4140 North 7th Avenue, so right off of
Indian School and 7th Avenue. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mexico just opened up this past February. And that's a beautiful little location. We completely redid the whole thing, gave it a whole new look. It was an up-and-running restaurant for about 30 years. And then he got out of the business, and I was very fortunate to come across that location and fixed it up and gave it some love. And, yeah, it's a real nice vibe, very cozy, very quaint. Nice little getaway for a couple
to go
and have a nice romantic dinner. Nighttime is a whole nother world, just the way it's lit.
Yeah.
You know, versus during the day.
So you've got a nice variety.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, El Zócalo and El Zocalo is a full service establishment, happy hour, full service bar, you know, the patio, whatnot. El Sol is just a little hole in the wall. You go, you know, breakfast. You know, you get breakfast all day long. Good breakfast burritos. You know, breakfast and lunch, and then Mango's basically the same thing. We do breakfast all day, and then you get the dinner, lunch, hole in the wall, and then Phoenix Burrito House is over at the counter, fresh burro, fresh quesadilla. Mexico is a nice full service sit down bar, happy hour. So
a little more upscale.
A little more upscale, yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's really nice.
They'll taste everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Named them all different. I didn't want to be a chain, you know.
Right.
I wanted them to all stand on their own, you know.
Well, they're all still family-owned places.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, same quality of food.
Yeah.
You know, just a different vibe. And I just didn't like the chain feel.
I don't blame you. So. I'm not the chain kind of guy either.
Yeah.
And they're all unique. You know, they all got different looks, you know.
Well, because if you do the same name on all of them, then people expect the exact same thing.
Exact same thing, exactly.
And you don't have any room for any, you know, adventure or creativity or anything else, because they're like, oh no, this is how we had it over here.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be like this over here. Well, it's not a cookie cutter kind of place, so you don't want to put that stamp on there.
I got some crazy stories, Dennis. I mean, real quick, just when I first had the three locations, the mornings I would start off my day at El Sol, I'd have customers come in. I'd have one guy come in, and I'd see him at breakfast. I'd jump over to Mango's to work for lunch, and here comes that same guy for lunch with his buddies. Excuse me. And then I'd jump over to Zocalo's to work dinner. And true story, again, same guy with his family.
Nice.
All in one day. And not just one guy. I mean, it's happened to me several times.
Isn't that, you know, wonderful? That's
crazy.
Loyalty.
It really is. Yeah, yeah, it's loyalty, but they're not eating at the same place every. You know, I wouldn't have gone to Mango's three times in a day. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, you know, we've had
people that come here.
We've had
times
people
a day.
That do come in three times a day, but then we've also had them where they actually just stayed the whole day
and had all of them.
They had breakfast.
Wow.
But they move around.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll have, you know, breakfast inside, then they'll go out on the back patio and have lunch, and then they'll meet some friends for dinner or, you know.
You know, yeah. But they have their little office set up in the booth.
You there know? You go. Free rent.
And we don't mind, you know, hey, that's all right. You got the internet there. You're spending money. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy what you see in this business.
It is really funny. And you know, you can see so many different things.
Oh, yeah.
So many stories that you could tell, write a book.
But it made me feel good. You know, it's like, wow. You know, check this out.
You know, but think about it. You know, like you said, first he came by himself. And then he came with friends for lunch, you know, business acquaintance probably. Right. And then his family for dinner. I mean, then he's going to change it up and go, you know, his family for breakfast. And, you know, he can change it all
and
up.
And he had a different experience each time.
Right.
Was it at the same joint?
Yeah. Which,
you know.
Yeah, that's – it's cool that you – all five of your places are very different.
And you get to see it.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So now here's the tough question. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, man.
Okay, that's not a fair question. Okay,
you know, you
I'll
knew
take
that was
back.
Coming, right?
I'll take that back.
You know,
don't
I'll
have
answer
to
it.
That.
The new favorite is Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I put a lot of love into it. I'm an artist as well. What you see is what you get. You're seeing what you're seeing through my eyes when you walk in there, because it was from the complete remodel, if you would have seen it, what it was before. And people that have, if they've gone and seen it when they used to go when it was Linda's, to go in now and see when it's now Mexico, oh, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. And I love it. I'm just, I love creating.
Well, and it's your newest one. So.
Yeah, it's the newest one.
So it's, you the baby.
Be,
it's
the baby.
It's the baby, yeah.
You got to baby that one along until it's good. And then you're going to have another idea and, you know, you're going to jump over to that one.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll
I know
see.
How it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Been there, done that. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, which is your, well, your wife's at El Zocalo all the time.
Well,
so.
She's not there on site, but she is behind the scenes. She's on the phone all day long, you know, micromanages every once in a while, go in and whatnot. But like I said, right now it's our staff. We leave it all up to our staff. And we got staff that's been with us for a long time, 15 years, servers that have been there 8, 10, 9 years, you know.
Well, between that and having family at each one of them.
Exactly.
That helps out a lot.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
and they're basically management at the other places?
Yeah, they just manage, yes.
Yeah. So, and they all grew up in it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're growing up as kids, we were in the business, yes.
Yeah, so.
Since 1978, back in Salt Lake City.
Well, that's
so it's
great.
Been a long time, man. Time flies.
It sure does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But when you're doing something you love, it's
okay,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You're having fun.
You know, you look back and you think of all these other things that you could be doing, but it's all for somebody else. This is for yourself and your family, and, right. and you get to make those changes and,
yeah.
like, put your mark on there. You're
yeah,
making
exactly.
your own footstep.
And customers, you know, they love it. They come up, well, Beth, thank you so much, especially at Zocalo when I'm there, you know. They come up and they say, thank you so much for having, for us somewhere to come and hang out, have a good time, drink. Laugh, whatever. Good food, good vibe. We love it. A lot of natives too that really are very appreciative
yeah.
of being downtown, because that Zocalo is housed in the oldest bit, one of the oldest commercial buildings built back in 1912. So it's 102 years old now.
Yeah.
And you moved in there at what year?
We opened in 2000.
In 2000.
2000. Okay. Zocalo was a big part of the revitalization of downtown Chandler.
Because
there was nothing
there
happening.
That's what I was going to say. There was nothing there.
There was
My girlfriend's mother-in-law had a pizza place there. I'm trying to think of when that was. That was maybe the early 90s.
Was that Maria's Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maria's Pizza.
Yeah.
The only thing down there. Them and New York Deli.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
there was a pharmacy and whatnot, and Chase or National Bank years ago.
That was it, yeah.
Do you know Randy from Wimpy's? That just opened up.
I met Randy. Yeah, he's a cool cat. Yeah,
yeah. He's also got
Wait, is that
Pittsburgh
Willie?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Willie. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
We know
he's
Randy
another
well.
Addition. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that area has really evolved downtown. I mean, like I said, I was one of two restaurants that came in, took a chance. It was El Zocalo and it was Justin's Buffalo Grill. And
that didn't last very long.
He didn't last. I think he lasted like 16, 18 months.
Yeah.
And wow. he was gone and. We were very fortunate to survive everything from 9/11 to construction to the recession to
all of
you
it.
You name it. I mean, 23 restaurants came and went, pioneered along with me, that came and went, open and close. And now,
and
six years ago, finally, it just started, people started settling in.
Do you think that's when Santan moved in?
Yeah, I think it's been there like 6 years. They've been a great addition for downtown as well.
Yeah.
You know, so now there's. 14, I believe it's like 13 or 14 restaurants down there, from La Stalla, from Coach and Willie's to DC Steakhouse,
right.
and, you know,
the
us.
New, the Perch.
The Perch one. Just opened up, and now
and then Yoli's.
The Chop Shop. Chop Shop, something like that. Original
Yeah,
Chop
that one
Shop.
Really threw me. I got to tell you. That one threw me for a loop. I thought it was like the Chop Shop, you know, where they serve chops and
right.
pork chops and steaks.
And we go cruising in there, and.
It's
wow.
salads.
No chops here.
this is all
we were going in for dinner
salad.
Thinking we were going to have a steak or something. You
yeah.
know,
but they did a really nice job on what they did
oh,
with that
yeah,
building.
They
it's
did.
It's
they...
a nice location. I think they're going to do really well downtown.
Yeah, that's where the old
Coca-Cola's.
Yeah, Dennis. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were there forever.
So, yeah, they were. They were there right after us, actually. And but I've seen so much down there, it's crazy.
And Brunchies, they're still open, aren't they?
Brunchies still open, yeah. Okay. They're Serrano family. They're awesome people.
Yeah,
I love the Serranos. Good people.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back. More with Obed.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, and I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. You are listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis
and Diana.
And today our special guest is Obed with all five of his places. He's got five different restaurants, and you know, he's talking to us about them, and he's kind of giving us the history on the El Zocalo and El Sol. And, you know, why don't you tell us about the other ones?
Phoenix Burrito House, we, like I said, we opened this past December. We took over the a place that housed the Fry Bread House. They were there for many, many, many years. Very famous place. They've even gotten that James Beardley Award, and they moved. We were very fortunate to fall upon that location, and Mexico and that location kind of happened like within 3 weeks of each other, and we took it and just added our own flavor to it, and we were going to do just burritos, and we do a lot of burritos, but we started adding a little more things to the menu. People were wanting tacos and quesadillas and whatnot, so it's not a real extensive menu, but it's guaranteed fresh quality food. You know, if you're on the go, if you need to get in and out, that's the place to go. Mexico, if you want to do a nice sit down, relax, you know, take some time off and just come and enjoy, that's the place to do that, you know. Like I said, just good quality food.
Yeah. And fresh tortillas. Fresh tortillas every day, single one of them. All yeah. of them. That's a wonderful thing.
And you'll see similar items as far as the food and whatnot. But like I said, just the vibe.
Is the name, totally different.
Yeah, it's totally different.
And the one in
Mesa. We've got a lot of listeners. I know
Mangos.
That's close.
Yeah, yeah. Mangos has made a name for itself in downtown Mesa as well. We opened that back in November of 96. And again, Mesa, there was nothing happening down there. And still really isn't much going on.
Mesa's
down there.
Going through a rough time now because of
the light rail.
The light rail, that is.
They just, this week, they shut us down to one lane going each way.
That's not good. Screwed up downtown really bad.
Yeah, and Mangos was very successful right from the get-go because there was not much down there. You know, there was a little sandwich shop, if I remember, and a coffee shop.
And the only other thing was what do you call them? The antique shops you want to call them. You know, that's it. But that's when we found out about them. You know, we would go through all of those, and then you get hungry because you know, you got to go up the stairs, down the stairs in some of these places, and you walk by, and that's a perfect thing to have.
It is, and we've been very successful down there. I just wish to see more from Mesa, like kind of what Chandler did.
Right.
And when I opened, you know, there was a lot of talk about that's what they were going to do and whatnot. You
well,
know,
and I think once the light rail
comes in, I think, things will change.
Done, it will change. But until that happens, people kind of stay away.
Yeah, the art center helps out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, bring some traffic down and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And
it's like downtown Gilbert right now. Going
oh,
big
my gosh.
Change.
Oh, big change.
And, you know, that's just going to bring more and more people around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple new restaurants coming up. I mean, Joe's really did a really nice job down there with Joe's Barbecue and Liberty Market and all that good stuff.
I'm looking at this grill that you have outside on the street, on Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll be doing street. You know, come by tonight. Drive by. If you guys are in the area, there's a lot going on downtown. I think it's a bike night, whatnot. There's always different things going on. But they have musicians going to be playing downtown. That we'll have a musician. I believe it's Armijo. And he's going to be playing from, I believe, 7 to like 10. And he'll be in front of the store, and we'll be doing street tacos after hours.
Nice.
Once the storefront closes, and then they'll, you know, there's a lot of things going on.
Do
downtown.
They still do the car shows down there
they
and everything?
They do the car shows.
You know,
they do
is
bike
it
night.
Weekly or?
The car show. You know what? I don't.
It used to be where you'd take, you know, all the different cars, you know, whether they be just fancy. I don't know, what do you call them? Like not muscle cars, but all of the cars that they've. Detailed historical cars
right,
is what
right.
I'm trying
and
to
they,
say.
And they try to reminisce about uh-huh. when they used to be cruising Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to do that at least once a month. So I haven't been down there in quite a while.
Yeah. But tonight they got a big event coming out. So you'll see a lot going on down there if you're in the area. Come in and have some street tacos.
Absolutely.
It's they're $2 at Mango's. And then they're $2 street tacos or 3 for $5.
Nice.
So 3 will do you good.
That's decent price.
We'll have to cruise very by.
Come have a Mexican Coke, sit outside, enjoy the weather. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect time for it.
So what is your favorite thing about the restaurant business?
Oh, just seeing people happy, enjoying food. Everybody's got to eat, right?
That's right.
If you can make it a nice experience, you know, that's what I love doing, seriously.
So seeing that smile on their face,
seeing the
satisfaction,
smile, I mean,
and the compliments that they give.
Zocalo's people, first date. I met my wife here. I met her here. I met her at the bar. We sat outside. This is where I proposed. I even had people propose and get married there.
Yeah.
So we've done that. I get joy out of that, you know.
Yeah, it's for me, it's the people, you know, the customers. And
yeah.
And being back in the kitchen as much as I am, to look out and see somebody take a bite of their food and just the smile or the reaction that they have
yeah,
to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that's all you need. That makes your whole day.
Oh, it makes the whole day. It really does.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I really do.
So
I'm not in the kitchen anymore, but when I was, yeah, I had a lot of love for it.
But still, yeah. I mean, this is your, you know, these are your babies. This is your dream, and this is what you want. So, you know, to get that from everybody that comes in and the compliments and, you know, I love your place.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, it makes you feel good.
It
does.
Exactly. It really makes it all worth it, even though, you know, you're paying the bills and
Oh, yeah. It's Mexican food. It's expensive. Oh, my gosh. You're overpriced. Oh, come on now. You know?
have you taken a bite of it yet?
Yeah. You know what? I mean,
not only that. I mean, look around, you know?
Yeah, look around. Exactly. And then just let me put it to you this way. I buy the same cheese. I buy the same sour cream. I buy the same meat. I buy the same chicken as Fleming's, as Binks, as anyone else out there. I'm paying the same labor cost. I'm paying rent. You know, it's not expensive, you know. But I'm saying it's Mexican food. They just stereotype
it. They
think, oh, it's Mexican food. It's too overpriced.
It's, you know, like they say about Taco Bell, you know. Anytime somebody eats Taco Bell, there's an angel up in heaven that gets diarrhea.
Oh!
with yours, you know.
Yeah.
They eat yours and then there's an angel that starts singing, okay?
Said that. Oh, my God.
But yeah, but you don't. You, I mean, and you guys understand where I'm coming from, you know? Because it's the same lettuce, the same tomatoes, same avocados, you know.
Yeah,
I'm paying the same prices.
You know, and then they come in and I want a bowl full of limes, and you're going, well, they're $8 a pound.
Yeah.
you can have one. We're, like, you know,
it's
crazy.
You
know, they have no idea.
It's crazy. I could have paid my mortgage last month with what I bought in limes.
I know.
Oh yeah,
they were up to $120 a case.
I know.
For limes.
Oh, yeah, for limes.
And then people get mad and they throw them they, you know, oh, I just dropped one here. Give me three more.
Three more.
You know,
here
you go. It is crazy. So, I don't know. Don't get me started. Even
yeah,
with,
I know.
Remember with
I
the
know.
Lettuce and
I shouldn't
everything?
Even have brought that up.
All right.
So, yeah, just so they think about before they say.
Yeah, all the little
it's
things.
Mexican
I mean,
food.
There's
overpriced. Yeah.
I mean, everything you do, it takes. I mean,
you
you're
go
still
to Denny's
using
and
quality
have,
meat.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You go to Denny's and spend $10-$12 at lunch.
Or IHOP and you don't even get the same
exactly.
kind of stuff.
Well,
exactly.
We've been talking lately about the cost of meat going up.
Oh, my
I mean,
goodness.
It's beef's gone up $1 a pound.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah. I mean, on all the cuts.
Everything. Cheese is going up. Avocados are going up.
Oh, avocados, 40 something a case right now. It's unbelievable.
So,
are you going to be able to stick around a little bit longer?
Yeah, I can stick around for a little bit.
All right. Then we'll leave you here with us and come back. And if anybody's got questions on that side of it, call in. Feel free to ask. Right now, 480-668-3287. We'll be back after station break.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections. We're the food connection. Culinary confessions. We love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And our special guest today,
Obed.
All right. And we are back on. And
well, before we start business, why don't we take this call?
Yeah, let's take a call because I know he's busy down there.
All right.
Paul, how are you?
I am great, Dennis. Diana, how are you?
Wonderful. The gates have opened, right?
They are, and I'm calling you reporting live, Johnny on the spot at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.
All right, you're our live reporter, right?
I am, and I'd love to share with you the aisles. The traffic flow is really strong. The interest is absolutely there, and the booth traffic has been real good. You know, we haven't really judged how we're doing with the product that we have, but we definitely are enjoying ourselves.
Well, good, because when I left there, there was a line backed up for probably a good 3/4 of a mile trying to get in there.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'm pleasantly surprised with the traffic today. And, you know, I'm very pleasantly happy to report, I should say, that the response to the Groves Bakery. I don't know if you're aware of it, but one of our sponsors here today is the Groves Bakery, part of the Groves Bar and Grill, located at 320. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you know what? The displays, we have the most exquisite wedding cake displays in the booth with specialty bread and cupcakes, and it is absolutely just pleasing to the eye. It's so pretty.
And so is anybody
the olive oil and
is anybody commented on it yet though?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, we've had several people from the East Valley who didn't realize that the bakery was open. They knew the restaurant, but they didn't know about the bakery. So they were, you know, we've been talking about all of the wonderful things that you can get down at the bakery. Everything is custom order, which doesn't mean expensive. It just means it's made specifically. And exactly.
And how about Berge's coffee? How's it going?
Exceptionally well. When people are sitting here, and Mark is our barista this morning.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it is so fun to sit here and listen to people converse. When they're, you know, one person will try the light roast, one person will try the dark roast. And they'll converse between them, the nuances in the coffee, and then they'll switch cups. Here, try this one, try that one. Oh, yeah, you're right. This has that, and that is, it's absolutely delightful. and you know, the coffee is, when we picked up the tubs of beans this morning, the tubs were still warm. That's how fresh this coffee is.
Oh, yeah, and he was up all night doing it.
Absolutely. And you know, Brian and the guys down at Berge's, this is normal for them. This is their everyday life. It's not for me. This is exciting. I have never, ever had the opportunity to introduce people to coffee that is that fresh. And the response on it is phenomenal.
Well, great.
And again, the olive oils and the vinegars, people are sampling them. People are taking them home. It's just, it's so far a terrific experience.
Well, great. That's great to hear.
Yeah, it's fun to report. And so we're just calling in to say hi because, you know, your booth is the booth here is filled with listeners. We've got Stephanie and Mark Guyton and Jeff and Jose, and everybody listens to the show, but we're not hearing it today because we're not here.
Yeah. Well, you know, get
your laptop
get
out
your laptop
and listen
out.
To us online.
There's no Wi-Fi here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, you know, if you've got a smartphone and you know how to work it, you can use that.
Oh, that's the caveat right there. You know how to work it. excellent. But, yeah, the show's really good. I'd encourage all the listeners, come down and say hi to us in the booth.
Absolutely. And they're at the Home and Landscape Show. That's at Maricopa County. It's going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. And what aisle are you down there?
We are in the Western Edge Exhibit Hall. We're at booth 153 to 155. Our booth is called Arizona Taste of the Good Life, and we are featuring the very best that the state of Arizona has to offer. And we are right across from a furniture firm, and they've got these reclining massagers. You can come over and try it out.
Oh, I'm sure that's where Mark's at.
No, actually, he is standing over the coffee grinder and the pot, and he has taken on the role of barista with such enthusiasm that if I even tried to brew a pot of coffee, I think my arm would be cut off.
Oh, he's taking ownership there.
Oh, big time, big time. So, yeah, we're having a good time down here.
All right, and you're going to be down there from 10 to 6 on Friday and Saturday and from 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Absolutely. Come by the booth, Culinary Confessions family. Come by and see us. We hear you guys. We'd like to see you face-to-face, that's for sure.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for calling in and reporting there, Paul.
You're very welcome. And I guess I'm going to have to podcast the show because I'm missing you guys. So
you are. You're missing a good one. We've got Obed here, and he has 5 different restaurants across the Phoenix area, and he's telling us all about them.
Oh, I'm going to have to podcast it. Hi, Obed. I'm Paul. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Paul? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Forgive me. I didn't mean to ignore you.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm just listening to you. I wish I was down there.
You know, I got this stupid smartphone, but I can't FaceTime with you guys. So
that's probably a really good thing, unless you have that bottle of Tin Cup or something.
Amen. Well, you guys have a great rest of your show. And, Dennis, the thank you again. The baked goods are really beautiful to look at. Just a treat for the eye. And the bread is perfect.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Have a great rest of your show.
All right, Paul. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Burgess Coffees, is that right down the way?
Yes.
Yeah. We came in with my wife yesterday for breakfast. I was like, dang, babe, that's good coffee. And then you told me it was from Burgess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you need it in any of your places.
Yeah, yeah.
What he did for us is Dennis was able to go down there and create a coffee, which is now called the Groves Blend.
Oh, there you go.
And so he will do that for you at any of your restaurants. And what you do is you sell the coffee at your restaurant and you tell people about it, and then they can buy it, you know, by the bag, the beans and everything, either grind it or not, over at Burgess. So you help each other out.
Wow.
Or you can sell it by the bag at your place also.
Okay.
Yeah, he would do that. And, because you go in there and you sit down, and when you're, you know, trying to do something like we did, we sat there and he started just mixing different beans and stuff and combining different ones. And when we came up with the one that we really liked, that was our blend, and that's what we get every time that they bake them for us. And
they roast them.
Yeah. And then if somebody comes in and asks, hey, I'd like to buy a pound of the Groves Blend, they mix it up and give it to them right then.
Heck, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a twofer, you know, it helps everybody.
Yeah.
But, they'll deliver.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot, too, right here. They got the outside seating and stuff and whatnot, right?
It's gorgeous. Yeah. His wife, Linda, has, you know, done all the flowers and the garden.
Yeah.
The garden is gorgeous and just made it wonderful. So Bruce and Brian both, you know, do all the roasting and all the I guess, the customer service. And
they're right across the street from Postina's, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Joyride?
Yep.
Right okay. Next to Joe's Barbecue.
Yeah, right next to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So lots of fun.
All right, well, let's do business real fast okay. So we can talk more with Obed about his place.
That sounds great. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center, right next to the AMC Theaters.
All right, and our trivia today is, what percentage of Idaho potatoes are shipped fresh? Is it 25%, 41%, 50%, or 60%? And in the 20th century, what meat remained as a popular food source in the American diet? And an authentic American diner would most likely have which of the following foods? Hamburger, stir fry, haggis, or burrito?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. And what Middle Eastern snack treat is made from ground sesame seeds and honey? And what is Baskin-Robbins' number one selling flavor? And I think that's, which dessert is associated with Scotland? Is it shortbread, carrot cake, apple pie, or brownies? And then our quote of the day is, peanut butter is mother's milk to me, from Jack Nicholas. Nicholson.
Jack I was going to say, what, who?
Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholas was a golfer. Jack Nicholson.
Really? He loves peanut butter that much?
All right. And I got another one for you.
All right. I don't know if I want to hear it.
All right. Folgers had it wrong. Okay. The best thing about waking up in the morning is getting up, going pee, and going back to bed.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Yeah. You?
No.
Who said that?
John Jay and Rich.
You are a loon. All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions. We have a new taste of music for this hour, and it's brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs or for special orders, 480-813-4610. And the taste of music is...
When we play a tidbit of a song, somewhere in that song there is a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name.
Garion. We got nothing?
Play me some music.
You know who that
1976.
Is?
1976.
No.
No?
Later.
Later? 79? Close. Okay.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions, our taste of music, our survey question today. Do we have one?
You haven't said one yet.
We haven't even said one. It's been over an hour.
All right. And towards the here in just a little bit.
Call in and ask Obed a question, or let us know if you've been to any of his restaurants. And, you know, give us some good feedback.
Right. And that'll get you into the drawings.
How about that?
All right. And then Diana will be doing the taste or the
recipe of the day.
Of the day here in just a little bit. And that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road, alexondesign.com. And get on their website. Check their stuff out. If you need to do some stuff in your yards or need a pool or need to remodel your pool, they're the ones to do it, and they've got some beautiful stuff that they do. Just jump on their website. And if you want to have a free consultation with them, 480-699-7796. All right, right now, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
That steak. Yeah. The one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
Four eight zero six six eight three two eight seven. Give us a call and join in the conversation today. We've got Obed here from El Sol, El Zocalo, Mexico, the Phoenix Burrito House, and Mongo's. So give us a call and talk to us about it. Right now we're going to talk to Tim from Phoenix. Tim, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
How's things out there in the big city of Phoenix?
They're doing great. I love the show. I do want to go ahead and participate in one of your trivia questions, please.
Great. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go with, what's the traditional food in an American diner?
Okay. Yeah, that one's a hard one. Is it a hamburger, stir fry, haggis, or burrito?
I'm going with hamburger.
Gosh,
is that your final answer?
I think you'd be right on that one, okay? All right. All right, we're going to get you, you know what, we're going to send you a gift certificate to Millie's, okay?
Awesome.
That's Puerto Rican cuisine.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds yummy. Wow. It'll be my first time. I've had Cuban, but not Puerto Rican, so looking forward to that. And I love Cuban, so.
Yeah, well, if you love Cuban, you're going to love the Puerto Rican, because she does it great down there. She is top notch.
Awesome. So, okay, right. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.
All right, thanks, Tim. We'll get that out to you today, okay? Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Sandy. Sandy, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Smiley. How are you?
Just woke up.
Yeah, kind of sound like it.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you today? Obviously you're just waking up, but doing better every day, right?
A little.
Okay.
Just keep doing your exercises, and you'll get better.
Well, I've been doing those.
Well, I got you signed up for a mini marathon in about 2 weeks, so.
Oh, well. Can you two put me in a bed and wheel me around?
Yeah, okay. All right, so you want to answer a trivia today?
Oh, sure. I don't know. What's that Scottish one?
The Scottish one. Okay. That was over here. What? Let's see. Give me just a second. Talk, Diana.
Oh, well, I'm looking up. For. Let's see. Are you looking for a question for her?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out which one it was that I asked her.
Well, we'll just make one up if you want. How old is? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
you were listening to the show, then you would know what year El Zocalo was opened. How about Mongo's? Do you know what year Mongo's was opened?
Okay, I found it. Which dessert?
Now I just woke up.
Which dessert is associated with Scotland? Is it shortbread, carrot cake, apple pie, or brownies?
Shortcake.
Well, it was shortbread, carrot cake, apple pie, or brownies. You had half of it right. You just combined it with something else.
Oh, strawberry shortcake.
No, it was shortbread. I'm going to give you that. You keep saying short, so I'm going to... I think that's what
shortbread.
You meant. Okay. All right.
Give me a break. I woke up.
All right, you got it. I give you a break. You can have that one, okay?
What's the survey question of the day?
The survey question of the day, you know, we've been so busy talking, we haven't had one, but I'll give you one right now, okay? What is your favorite Mexican food?
Oh, Mexican food. That's got to be the chimichanga with the rice and the beans and the sour cream and all the stuff that goes with it.
Little guacamole with it, too?
No guacamole, no.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. See, that was an easy one. We should ask that one right at the start. All
and
right.
If Jolene goes down for fish Friday night, I might be coming.
Okay.
But if Jolene doesn't come, I'm not coming.
All right.
Well, I'll be here either way.
All right. Well, we will be here.
I can't sit there that long, so.
Okay. All right, then we'll see you tonight, maybe, okay?
Maybe. If she calls and says she's going, then she's going to come and get me.
All right.
All right, Sandy, you have a good day.
Get some more rest, okay?
Oh, I will.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, then, Obed, we got a question for you. They want to know if...
I already asked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. Not yet.
No, but we're going to list all of them because I've got most of the information, so I'm going to go ahead and put it on our site so they can see all the different restaurants and the addresses and phone numbers so they can go check them out.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, right now we've got John from Tempe. John, how are you today?
Pretty good. Dennis, hi. How are you? And Diana?
We're doing well.
I was surprised when I saw you when I was getting the pie over at the Grove's Bakery.
Yeah, I saw you just as you were leaving.
Yeah, I just walking out.
Yeah, I had
I'd like to mention something about that pie.
Yeah?
I got blueberry pie, which is my... Blueberry pie and key lime pie are my two favorites.
Okay.
Equal favorites. It was so much blueberries and so good. It was the best I ever had.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I really enjoyed it. I had it two nights. I got two pieces, and I had it two nights in a row for dessert.
Oh, great.
Yeah, in the survey, I go to El Charro in Mesa.
Okay.
And it's usually closed in the summer, and it opens up the day after Labor Day.
All right.
For months and months, I called them and got no answer. I went by there, and they weren't open.
Yeah.
About a week ago, I called them and they were open. I don't know what happened. I heard there was an accident in the family. It's a family-owned business. It's 1927. So my favorite is the cheesy enchiladas from there. That is. Oh, I went down there and got it right away, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, you should go try out Mongo's there in downtown Mesa. Give them a shot.
Yeah, I could try out.
Yep, they're over at 44 West Main Street.
Yeah, I will only try out another place. It's just that I've been doing this for over 40 years.
Right. Well, You can always throw an extra one in there and check it out, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I could.
And then
I will.
You might have a new favorite.
I will. I'll give it a shot. I'm not eligible to win a prize, but I could try one of your trivias.
Yep.
Okay. Then tell me, in the 20th century, what meat remained as a popular food source in the American diet?
In the what?
In the 20th century.
I guess buffalo.
Nope, that's not it.
Well, it seemed like it would be, wouldn't it?
All right. Well, we'll stick you in the drawings, okay?
Okay.
All right, John. All right, John, have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right. So, what's your favorite?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite Mexican food?
What's my favorite Mexican food? Bacon cheeseburger. You know, be honest with you, rice, whole beans, a grilled jalapeno, and corn tortillas. No fork, no spoon, just tortillas.
Yeah, just sop it up and
cut and scoop.
Yeah. Man.
They call it poor man's food.
Oh, it's really good food.
It is amazing.
I
try some
poor man's food.
Just rice.
I do.
Whole beans. And a grilled jalapeno. Yeah, maybe a little queso fresco.
Well, you know what we did with our rice the other day is we put the cilantro and lime. Oh, yep. My goodness. It was
just
so
cilantro
good.
And lime white rice.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was so good. Delicious. And put that with some pinto beans. Oh, that yeah. would be really good.
You got to get your corn tortillas to burn just a little bit. Even your flour tortillas. Kind of where they get that. The little brown marks on there because that's where all the flavors release.
That's when it's really
delicious.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's.
Guess we're gonna be. I need to run, honey. Yeah. I'll be back. I'll be right back. Okay.
Let's talk to Margaret from Mesa. Margaret, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, and I'm enjoying listening. And I go downtown Mesa to get my hair cut, but I go so early in the morning. What time does Mango's open down there?
We open at 10 o'clock.
See, I'm usually. I go at 6:30 or 7.
Oh my God.
You are retired, Margaret. You don't need to get up that early and go get your hair cut. Wait a little while.
Well, that's what I like, that early morning appointment. And that same girl that's running the main obsession down there by his store.
Yeah, I called it. I was going to say, do you go to the main obsession?
Yeah. I've known her since she was 18 years old, and she's 53 now.
Wow.
So one of these days, if I have a later appointment, I'll have to stop in, because otherwise we don't really get downtown Mesa very often.
Yeah, well, you got to get down there. It's good food. You'll love it.
And my favorite Mexican food is All of it.
There you go.
I try not to eat the same thing when we go. We usually go to Nando's or Casa Ramos 2 on Main Street, which is a little different, but they have fish with buttery mushrooms and things like that that I absolutely love.
Well, I think you're going to have to make a trip over to his one, Mexico, over on 24th and Osborne.
24th and Osborne, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's where you have the shrimp.
I got the shrimp. Rianos. I got some great ahi tuna tacos, some mahi-mahi tacos, great chile relleno.
Oh, I love chile relleno.
We got great shrimp enchiladas.
So you might have to go out of your little comfort zone here and try this out. This one just opened in February.
Well, we do have a cousin that lives near there, and once in a while we go out to dinner together. So maybe the next time we have this weekend planned with her already because it's her birthday, but maybe the next time we go over towards her house, we can do that.
Yeah,
well, just take her to Mexico for her birthday. She'll love you.
Well, she's coming over to our house after work. So, and we're by Red Mountain. So she works on Sunday. So anyway, but I will talk to her about it, and maybe next time we can do it. Today, my house is full of aroma of pork and sauerkraut.
All right.
And it's killing my husband. Our son is having an event at the cigar store today, and we're not doing Cinco de Mayo. We're doing German food because some of his employees have requested that I cook some German food for them. So,
so you're busy. I'm
busy
smelling up the house. Huh?
And then tomorrow we're going to a First Communion, so I've made a big bowl of coleslaw for the party at the house afterwards. So I've been cooking today.
It sounds like it.
Now I'm going to go out and dig in my compost pile.
Well, I don't know that that sounds like so much fun. I think I'll just stay here then.
Yeah, Jerry says I have a bunch of bratwurst in there with the pork. When I talked to my son yesterday, he said, Mom, we need a whole roaster full of food. So I already had spare rib ends and pieces, and then I had some country ribs, so I put them in there, and I always put a little bit of bacon in there, and then I put 5 pounds of bratwurst in there.
Holy moly, you've got a party going, huh?
Yeah, and I have about 8 pounds of sauerkraut plus the onions and the herbs, and I German way is juniper berries, so there's juniper berries and caraway seeds.
Well, I think you're supposed to be doing the Kentucky Derby, it sounds like, and you got the wrong food for that.
Well, today this is just what it ended up. He told me he's having an event every Friday, so if I'm not going up north to help my son with his events and Overguard, I'll be cooking down here for the events at the cigar store. This is what's keeping me young.
Okay, long as you're enjoying it.
Yeah, our oldest granddaughter's 27 today, and in 22 more days, I'm going to be 74, so I have to keep moving and doing things.
That's right.
But I will try the one in downtown Mesa because I have heard my friend Nina talk about it. So I'm going to tell her one of these days I need my appointment to be like 8 o'clock, and then I would be able to get over there when you open.
That sounds perfect. Well, thank you so much, Margaret.
Okay, and have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We come back, we'll be talking with Maggie.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry we have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi,
I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. And our special guest today is Obet from, got several restaurants. And
Dela Cruz Eateries, how's that?
Dela Cruz Eateries, I like that.
All right, right now let's talk to Maggie from Mesa. Maggie, how are you?
I am full.
Yeah, I could have swore I just saw you not long ago.
Yeah, long time no see.
Yeah.
Hi, Obet.
Hi, how are you?
I have a question for you. I might have missed it. You might have said it, but what are your crossroads on your location in Mesa?
We're on Main Street, 44 West Main Street.
And do you know what the cross?
We sit right in between. We're on Main in between Center and McDonald.
Okay.
Right downtown.
Gotcha. Okay. So well, I live in Mesa, so I will try to make it to your that restaurant.
Yeah, definitely come check it out.
And that one's called what?
Mangos. Mangos Mexican Cafe.
Well, I'll remember that. My real name's Marguerite.
There you go.
So, Dennis, Diane, I just want to say thank you. That breakfast was delicious.
Well, great.
And I bought my son a prime rib dinner or a sandwich because he could not make it. And so he said, that is my favorite. You got to buy me that.
All right. So you got one to go for him.
Yes.
All right, then I saw you kind of tooling around in the dairy or in the bakery.
I was, but I was so full. I just had to pick something. So I'm taking notes to work today so the people I work with will have a treat.
Well, there you go. So thinking of other people.
Yep. But I am very broke today.
You are?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
I got my Paul McCartney tickets.
Oh, I just saw last night that he's going to be here.
I got them before they go on sale, and there's no good seats left already, and the tickets haven't even gone on sale to the public.
Wow. Well, I don't understand how that works. They don't go on sale to the public, yet everybody's buying the tickets.
Yeah, you get these radio stations give you a password, or if you're a member of the fan club or something like that, you know, you can get early tickets.
Yeah, well, I saw him 4 years ago when he was here, when he played out at the out there in Glendale.
Uh-huh.
And that was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I've seen him. This will be my fourth time. And yeah. I told this guy at work, he's a big fan. And I said, if you're a big fan, you better go see him now because he may not be around again to see him. And I said, when you see him, you will get goosebumps. The women cry. Some of them still scream.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh, it just brings back so many memories and everything. So I'll feel like Sandy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for the delicious food. You guys do a great job down there.
Well, thank you. Now, you want to try a trivia?
Sure. I can't tell you what the questions are. But
that's all right. I can't usually tell you what they are either.
Give me the answer.
All right.
Give me an easy one.
All right.
Do you have a stew pot going?
No. We just have the drawings.
Well,
going.
I'm not. Oh, okay. The drawings, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not eligible, of course, for anything. I just won something.
Okay. What is Baskin Robbins' number one selling flavor?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to guess and say vanilla.
Well, that would be a good guess.
Are you kidding me?
No.
With all their different kinds of, flavors?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's my favorite.
Well, there you go. You just got it.
That's only because that's my favorite.
All right.
Well, that puts you in the drawings, Maggie.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. All right. Let's have a talk with Jerry from Tempe. Jerry, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the show. And Hello, Diana, and it's Obed. Is that your name?
Yeah, Obed. O-B-E-D. Oh, yeah. Obed, how you doing?
Good. Glad to talk to you. Dennis is always, or Dennis and Diana are always making everyone hungry, and now we've got five more reasons to be hungry, it sounds like. So.
That's right.
I came in hungry yesterday, and now they got me on the radio.
Yeah. I've been driving around, so I'm glad Diana's going to post those. I'll have to look at it later and get your addresses and all the information, because definitely like Mexican food, which is, and that's your survey question, what's our favorite?
Yes, what's your favorite Mexican food?
Well, I like a good green chili if it's not too spicy. Sometimes it seems like the green is less spicy than the red, or is there a standard for that, or does it just depend on who's making it, which is hotter, the red or the green?
It just depends on the chili. If they're hot, if they're mild, sometimes they're boring. Sometimes they've got a lot of kick. Sometimes they're...
And you never know.
And you never know, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really like the green a lot.
You'll love our green chili. It has a little kick to it. Not too much, but just enough kick to, you know, make you twitch that nose a little bit.
Yeah. As I've gotten older, I appreciate spicy more than I did when I was younger. But so spicy doesn't really bother me anymore.
If you like it spicy, you need to go to Mexico and try our camarón a la diabla. It's a nice sautéed shrimp in the red sauce. Nice and spicy. A little sweetness to it, but so good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Camarón a la diabla.
Yeah, you're getting me hungry again.
I'm still hungry.
But the green chili, you can get at any of the locations, and it's good, green chili.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to come try.
Chile verde is what it is on the menu.
That sounds
Chile
really verde. Good. And which one of yours had the patio you were talking about? That sounded really good.
Zocalo. That's in historic downtown Chandler.
Oh, the one in downtown by Boston Street,
yes,
in that area.
Yes, right in the square right there. Beautiful. Our patio's in the back. You don't see it from the front, so people are fooled that there's even a patio.
Yeah, it's all enclosed.
Because it's all at the very back.
Okay, yeah, I know that area pretty well. My friend's son works at the sand pan, so I've been in there a few times.
Yeah, we're right next door. So the patio's
right next door, okay.
Yeah, the patio's very secluded, very private, high-walled. You can't see in, you can't see out, but you can just look up into the sky and see it all. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then he's in the process of getting the one over at Mexico opened.
Yeah,
the patio over there. And that's on 24th. 24th and Osborne.
Yeah, that's a nice area, too. I haven't been down there lately. But,
it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. I like that area a lot.
All right.
Well, I'm definitely going to check out. You're going to put that on Facebook, Diana?
I'll ask Garion to put that on Facebook.
So come and see us. Ask for me. I may be there. What is your name again?
My name's Jerry.
Jerry. Ask for me, Jerry. We'll have a margarita together, man.
Okay, I'll definitely look you up.
All right, Jerry.
And what's your trivia? I didn't hear all of them, but did anybody answer the diner one, Dennis?
Yeah, they did. That was a pretty easy one. But I can throw one out there for you.
Okay.
All right. What's the, let's see, Middle Eastern? No.
Maybe not that one.
All right.
Potatoes.
The potato one. Let's do the potato one. What percentage of Idaho potatoes are shipped fresh? Is it 25%, 41, 50, or 60? And I'm going to tell you, 41 and 60 have already been answered.
Well, I'm going to just go right down the middle and say half of them fresh and half of them other.
No, that's not it.
Can I answer?
No.
that's how I buy them. I buy some frozen, and then I buy a couple of potatoes, so that's 50-50.
All right, Jerry.
Well, okay, you guys have a good weekend. I know you're going to be very busy, so I'm sure it'll fly by.
Yep, it usually does.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We're going to talk with Rochelle from Spring Valley.
Thank you. for sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Nuts! I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free Power Smart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. Join in. We've got Obed here from
El De La Zocalo, Cruz.
De La Cruz Eateries. Yeah, he's got the El Zocalo, El Sol, Mongo's, Mexico, and the Phoenix Burrito House. So give us a call if you want to ask some questions about
it. Yeah, so it doesn't matter where you live. And you've got one in Mesa, one in Phoenix, one in...
Two in Phoenix, Chandler.
I mean, but it's a little bit spread out, a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's right. So let's talk to Rochelle from Spring Valley. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yeah.
You know, we just looked up where you were from. You're way up there, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you listening on the HD or on the computer? HD?
HD, yeah.
All right.
Well, nice. Thank you very much.
Good to know that we list that we're clear out there. So.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your favorite type of Mexican food?
Guacamole.
Guacamole, okay.
You just want a bunch of avocados, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you don't like it topped on? Like on your tacos or anything?
You're just
or just spoonfuls of guac, you know?
Or just with chips,
guac?
Huh?
I like the get chips at Costco that I really like, and I like it to dip the chips in there.
And speaking of Costco, you can get my salsa at Costco.
Really?
You can get our, what's the name of it?
It's called El Sol, ELSOL, the original
El
store.
Sol. El Sol. Okay.
Yeah, you can find it at Costco. You can find it in Walmart. You can find it in some of the Sam's Clubs.
Oh, very cool.
So definitely check that out. ELSOL, El Sol.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good to know. I didn't know that. See, I learned something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, you want to try one of the trivia questions today?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'll answer it's potato 125.
You are absolutely right.
That was a tough one, huh?
Right.
Process of elimination, huh?
Gotta love it.
All right. Well, we'll get you out a gift certificate for that to one of the restaurants, one of our sponsors, and maybe you can come down and go to it, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, all Rochelle. Right. Have a great day.
We'll also stick you into the other drawings. So.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Rochelle. All right, bye. All right, let's talk to Jacqueline from Scottsdale. Jacqueline, how are you today?
Janice and Diana's confession, culinary confessions, we love food. I love that song. It's catchy.
We wrote that ourselves.
I'm singing it when I'm not hearing it, when I'm not in the car.
Well, that's a good thing. That means that that we wrote the right words, right?
Yes, you did. Did a great job on that.
All right.
So how is everybody today? Well, everybody's fine. I've been hearing everybody. You tell everybody you're fine, so you must be fine, huh?
We're fine. Finer
good.
Than frogs. Never mind.
You're on today.
Now, my favorite Mexican food is beans because everybody makes them different, and there's it's a knack to make good beans. I mean, you can make beans, but good beans. There you go. But then I like tamales, corn tamales, green corn, red, anything with the corn in it. I'm not doing flour anymore.
Right.
But that's my favorite.
All right.
And I want to try that Zacalos. I'm going to check that out. I think I saw them on restaurant.com. They were advertising.
Restaurant.com. Maybe.
I think so. Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
cool.
Definitely check it out. You'll love it.
Yeah, it's in
I will.
Downtown Chandler, and then
between McDonald and the other street.
Yeah, you should try out the one that's over there closest to you is Mexico.
24th and Osborne.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And the patio is soon to come.
Right.
That's the one.
Right. And it's,
I listen.
Where is it across from?
Binks.
Yes.
Binkley.
There you go. Binks. Yeah, you do pay attention, Jacqueline. All right.
Well, thank you. Well, you have such good information.
Okay.
You know, this is good food. I don't know. I like Mexican food, and I like different Mexican food. So I love Los Sombreros. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a totally different kind of Mexican food. I mean, I think we've talked about this before. Like, they make a dish, huachile. I don't know. It's
aguachile.
Fungus that's on corn.
Yes, aguachile.
Fungus that's on corn? Is that what you said?
Yes. And then they make it into crepes. You would be surprised. It's very delicious.
Where do you get that? Sombreros? Is that what you said?
Los Sombreros.
Los Sombreros. Where are
in
they?
In Scottsdale.
Okay.
Scottsdale Road, south of Thomas.
South of Thomas. On the west side of the street, right?
Yes. He opened a, I guess he and the wife got a divorce. The wife kept this place, and he opened a place up in Prescott, I think.
Yeah.
Huh.
I learned that from Kim and Don.
I'm gonna have to go try that. And what is the name of that dish that you're trying, the fungus?
Yeah, I can't. You said it better than I did. The corn fungus, the huachi, I can't say. I don't.
The huachiles.
Huachiles.
I think something like that. Anyway, ask him for the corn fungus crepes.
All right. All right, Jacqueline, you want to try a trivia?
Oh, no, they did the potato one, and I had that one answered.
Imagine that.
No, I'm going to pass on and let somebody else have time, but I just wanted to say hello and tell you I love the show.
Well, thank
you. And all the information you give.
Thanks, Jacqueline. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Holly from Phoenix. Holly, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Got all that running around done and...
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right.
And not only that, I made it to Millie's.
Great.
And oh, my goodness.
You liked it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got the pork with the yellow rice and pigeon peas.
Right.
And that was delish. And then I got another box with the chicken and the rice and the pink beans. And oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's Diana's favorite there is the pink beans and rice.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm.
So good.
Where is Millie's?
Millie's is at 1616
East Main Street.
Main Street.
Yeah.
Okay, Puerto Rican food, huh?
Right between Gilbert and Stapley.
So they're just right
on the
down
north
the road
side of the street.
Can get some good arroz con pollo there, I'm sure.
Oh, man, absolutely.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I got to check it out.
So
Millie,
good.
I'm coming for dinner.
All right.
It is so good.
All right. right. So what's your favorite Mexican food?
I would have to say Carlos O'Brien.
No, not restaurant. Just
the food. Oh.
The food itself.
I would say either a chimichanga or enchiladas.
Okay.
And I usually love the green enchiladas.
How about mole? Do you like mole?
Oh, yeah.
You got to come try our mole.
Oh, okay.
Good mole.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You can get mole at Mexico and then mm-hmm. Zocalo.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two locations that serve mole.
Oh, I like mole.
All right. All right, Holly. Well, you want to answer a quick trivia?
Sure. Toss one at me.
All right.
50-50 chance I'll know the answer.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. What Middle Eastern snack treat is made from ground sesame seeds and honey?
I know my son's friend would know this because he's from Sri Lanka. But, I don't know.
All right. That's fine. You're still in the drawings, okay?
Okay, leave it for someone else to answer.
All right. You have a great day, okay, Holly?
You do. You have a fabulous Friday. Bye, Diana.
Bye, bye. Holly.
Bye.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye. All right. Boy, look at that. We're down to 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's it.
Blown by. We
didn't get the recipe of the day.
No, we didn't. But that is brought to you by
Alexon Design Group. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road, and you can check them out online at alexondesign.com. And I'll tell you what, they do landscaping, pools, barbecues, fireplaces, fire pits, decking, lighting, gazebos, ramadas, you name it, they can do it, and they do a beautiful job. And don't forget, oh my.
All right, we need to draw it. We need to do a quick drawing. Do we not?
Or we do.
Do you want to do it on Monday?
Let's do it on Monday.
All right. We'll draw it on Monday because we got kind of tied up and didn't get a chance to get everything ready for that one.
So. All right. So we'll do our drawing for the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center for the Sunday Champagne Brunch for Two.
There you go. All right. And Obet, we want to thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was fun. Recipe for the day. Go to El Sol, get your flour tortillas, go home, put one on the grill, throw some butter on it.
Ah, sounds wonderful.
Simple and good.
All right. Well, go check out one of his places. Like we said, he's got the five places. He's got the Phoenix Burrito
House.
Got El Zocalo, Mexico, El Sol, and Mongo's. So go check out one of them. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. Great job today, Gary, and appreciate it. Diana, thank you for being my partner here and in life. Everybody, remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great weekend.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katie, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona, KAZG.